from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, no, I knew going out was going to be difficult. I knew the front line was going to be quite tough. I watched a lot of golf this morning. Which I normally do, and I learned a little bit from that, and you know, I went out there and I just tried to play my own game and stay out of bunkers and just do my thing, and thankfully it's a good round.
All right, that's Shane Lowry. He is tied right now with Daniel Brown, 6 under at the Open. They are Lowry's through 6, Brown is through 2. Justin Thomas has yet to start today. He is in third place at 3 under. Tiger Woods looks to probably not make the cut. He's about to step up for a putt here. We're watching it. And he is, I think, 10 over, unless something's happened here in the last hole that I didn't see. I know he came into this hole 10 under. There you go. So he's 10 under. This is for birdie, but 10 over. Excuse me, 10 over for Tiger. He's not going to make the cut. Joining us right now on the West Her Hotline is our host of Tee to Green here on Saturday mornings on WGR. Of course, Sabres pre- and post-game host Brian Koziol. Brian, first question for you. Who the heck is Daniel Brown?
Yeah, I think everybody was asking that yesterday. Daniel Brown ranked 272nd in the world. He has played basically mostly just on the European Tour, which is now called the DP World Tour. He did play last week in the Scottish Open, made the cut, finished 61st, but in his previous 7 tournaments before that, 6 missed cuts and 1 withdraw. So to say he was trending terribly was an accurate statement. So this is a major, major, major surprise that he is up there at the top of the board. Can he do it for 4 days? That would be, you know, if you're ranked 272nd in the world and you could do it over 4 days against the best field in the world, this, you know, it would be one of the biggest Cinderella stories in golf history. But he's got a lot of golf to go.
Why is he here? What's he done special the first day and into today?
Incredibly, no mistakes. He made no bogeys yesterday. Like on this course, where even when you hit a really good shot, you can find one of those little nubs in the fairways and it bounces the wrong way. Or you can hit a really, really good shot on some of these greens, and then it, you know, if you're like a foot too long, it can run off into one of these bunkers. So the fact that he was able to play mistake-free yesterday, super, super impressive. So he must be feeling pretty good about his game right now. Again, he's got a long way to go, but, I mean, what a story so far. He's going to get a chance to get some golf love here from fans. Yesterday, I was watching him play the 18th hole, and the bleachers were virtually empty. And today, he's going to get some attention for sure, so we'll see how he handles it.
Brian, like, how much does a guy like Shane Lowry, Tommy Fleetwood even, like some of these European players that grew up on Styles, of course. Like, do you view that they have a real advantage? Because it seems like, obviously, Lowry's only major win came at the Open a couple of seasons ago, I think 2019. How much of an advantage does growing up on these courses and knowing what you're talking about, like middles of fairways and sometimes hitting the middle of the fairway is not where you want to be, how much does an advantage like that play to guys that have grown up on this stuff?
I think when the wind or the conditions are going to force you to maybe hit different shots that you're not comfortable hitting, I think that's where these guys that grew up playing these links courses have an advantage. I mean, I think for a long time, and I'll go back and give like Phil Mickelson as an example. For a long time, he wanted to play, and you know, maybe this is a bad way to describe it, but like American golf, like, okay, hit my driver as far as I can, and then try to hit the ball as high up and land it as close to the pin as possible. Like, that's kind of what we do in the U.S. as much as possible. Whereas he finally kind of embraced, like, all right, maybe on this hole I've got to hit an iron. Maybe on this hole I've got to hit two extra clubs, but bring it in super low and bring it in 50 yards short of the green and let it roll up. Or maybe, even though I know I can go at this pin, the fact that if I miss it by a yard, it's going to end up in a bunker. I'm going to have to aim for the back of the green and go in from that route, or, you know, different things like that. So I just think these players that have grown up playing on these link-style courses understand that maybe sometimes the most direct path isn't always the best path or isn't always the safest path. And also, how do you react to getting a bad break? For the most part, if we hit the fairway, like in courses we play, like, we're in a good spot. Sometimes you hit a fairway here and you hit a perfect tee shot, but it ends up rolling into one of those pot bunkers and you get a terrible break. So I think a little bit, too, is just handling the fact of, look, you're going to get a bad break here and there and just not letting it get to you. So I think that's probably where some of these guys like Lowry have an advantage, because they have played these courses a lot more than others. So they're more willing to maybe try different shots, which is why I think, like, my pick coming in this week was Colin Morikawa, just because he's such a good shaper of the golf ball. He hits it lower than others. So, you know, if wind is an issue, I think that, you know, he's willing to accept that a little bit more. He played okay yesterday, but I think guys with that mentality are the ones that have success, and, you know, Lowry obviously would fit that bill.
Yeah, I mean, Brian, I'm looking at the leaderboard. Of the top eight, there's seven different flags of countries. You know what I mean? Like, that speaks to what you're talking about. Come to the U.S. Open, it's a little different. You generally see a lot of the Americans up top. Of course, you're going to see some more Europeans, but there's six different. There's, in fact, the only two flags that are the same, the only one flag is the same, has multiple, is an American flag, with Thomas and Henley in the top eight. Otherwise, you're loaded with different people from different countries who played in different environments their whole lives.
Yeah, that's a great point. Yeah, I mean, we've got it spanning all over the globe here. But I think, you know, some of the players that we saw struggle yesterday, too, like, you know, you look at some of those bigger names, and I guess I'll throw some of the American names out there, like DeChambeau. I was really surprised. I mean, his game was just locked in coming into this week, and I think he handled it pretty well. I think Bryson of a few years ago, you would have seen a ton of frustration. He actually, I thought, finished his round pretty strong yesterday. He was actually six over at one point, got it to five toward the end of his round. There were, you know, another player I was really surprised with, Sahith Theegala, a guy that's really known for being creative. He had a bad day yesterday, plus six. Probably a guy that's known very much for having creativity around the greens, Jordan Spieth. He played pretty decent yesterday. Spieth's had a really bad year on the PGA Tour. So, I mean, if he could somehow get himself into contention for this going into the weekend, he's plus one right now. And I know plus one, people are probably thinking, oh, it's not that great. But you're not that far off the lead with how what guys are doing here. There's not a lot of guys under par. As of this moment, there's only 20 players that are under par. So if he could somehow get it into red numbers today, I think that would be a really, really nice day for him. But probably the biggest disappointment out of anybody is Rory McIlroy. Yesterday, I mean, for him to do what he did and shoot plus seven, he's going to get a lot of the TV coverage this afternoon here, or I guess later this morning for us here on the East Coast. I was surprised. I know if he was coming right off of the U.S. Open and maybe mentally we weren't sure where he was and he hadn't played in a month, but he played last week, finished fourth at the Scottish Open, played very well, seemingly was in a good mental state even coming off of that heartbreak. Yesterday just found himself in trouble a lot more than he was expected to. Got some bad breaks, too, just from watching it. But I mean, for him to be where he's at, I was really, really shocked.
And, of course, a lot of eyes on Tiger Woods, as always. 10 over, he's not going to make the cut here. Not a huge surprise, but it just goes back to the conversation we had. You know, it feels like it's more of a struggle for him even to get to the weekend and through the weekend, much less talking about winning tournaments these days.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, Tiger right now at majors, probably the story is, can he make the cut? That's probably, in terms of the golf competitiveness, what our discussion is. He just doesn't play enough. I mean, I know you cannot just go into a tournament once a month on the hardest tests and just expect to be at the top of your game, even when you are one of the greatest players ever. Now, we know he's got all the physical limitations too. The colder weather this week, I'm sure he's not loving it with how his body's reacting to it, but after the round yesterday, I listened to his press conference. He said, you know, I feel like I'm getting closer. I feel better than I did earlier in the year. He says this is the line that I'm like, I'm kind of spinning and trying to figure out what Tiger's really about right now. It's like, I need to get into the gym more so that I'm in better shape, so that I can play more, so that I'm not rusty, so that I can be better in the majors. And I'm thinking like, all right, that's a lot of dominoes there. And, you know, he's talked about getting in the gym his whole life. Like, geez, you know, that's all he does. But I guess in his mind, he's like, look, if I can get myself stronger, then maybe I can play more. And if I can play more, then when I get to the majors, the tournaments that he really values, then his game will be in better form. So that's a lot to ask. I know Bulldog and Shope and I were talking yesterday about, like, what if he goes and plays, you know, one of these what we consider easier tournaments on the PGA Tour, one of these ones where the winning score is minus 25. And, you know, Bulldog brought up the point of like, well, what if he goes and plays one of those venues and it doesn't go well? He's like, could that push him closer to saying it's over and maybe he doesn't even want to get to that point? At least by now, when we're seeing him struggle, like, well, it's at the majors. Like, these are tough tests. It's not, you know, kind of surprising. So I think Tiger's still got a lot to do if we're going to start to talk about him winning again, and a lot of it goes to those three things that he said. But ultimately, I don't think you can play once every 6 weeks in a tough major test and just all of a sudden expect to be great.
Brian, last thing for you, too. just as we kind of move into the rest of Friday and then obviously into the weekend as well. I look at the scoreboard, at least at the top of the scoreboard and in the leaderboard here. And, you know, obviously outside of Brown and Lowry, there is a little bit of a gap right now. Justin Thomas hasn't teed off for his round yesterday. He ended his round in the lead at 3 under. These have been some pretty low numbers. I was listening to like PGA, the NBC Sports and their and the Golf Channel's, you know, pre-round coverage a couple of days ago. In their mind, minus 14 was kind of the number that had been floated around. Is where they think this the winner ends up. Are you there with where these numbers are, at least where Lowry is through six holes at 6 under? Or do you think that number is maybe in the single digits? And that would be a pretty low number for an Open, especially where we were at St. Andrews a couple of years ago.
I think with how the winds are playing, I know yesterday it was unexpected. I think this course is playing hard. I really do. I think 14 is a little aggressive. I mean, if someone got to 10 by Sunday, I got to think you are either in the lead or you've got a great chance to win. There's not that many golfers that are under par, and I don't see guys going out today shooting 65 or 66 5 under 6 under. So, the challenge of Daniel Brown being in a position he's never been in his life. He's only through two holes today. So far, so good. I'm not rooting against him. I just don't, I don't know how likely it is that he stays in this window. It would be a cool story if somebody like him was able to stay there. Now, Lowry is another story. You know, I think he's a consistent player. I could see him maybe at the end of the day being at 6 or 7 or 8 under. And then, maybe somehow he can figure out over the weekend to get it to that 13 or 14 number. That's a lot. But other than that, I mean, you've got to, like you said, jump back down to Thomas at 3, and then there's some guys at 2s and 1s. I just think the course is playing hard, and I think that where they're setting up the course with some of these pin placements that are in difficult positions, I don't think there's a ton of birdies out there. So I kind of like it. I think it's a good major test right now. My guess, if somebody gets to 10, I think they've got a great chance to be the champ on Sunday.
All right, last two quick things for you. Number one, Duster Challenge tonight, right? I know you guys were tapping out. It's always a great event. It's going to be great weather for you guys over at Glen Oak.
Yeah, we've got our Duster Putting Challenge tonight to benefit PGA Hope. We've got incredibly over 100 people that have signed up. So if you're signed up and playing, we appreciate your support. And tonight that'll be at 6 o'clock. Alan Davis, of course, our boss from our station, is going to be there, which is great. Evan, who's producing, is going to be there, which is great. We're looking forward to it. 18 holes, and then we make the cut down to 16, and then we'll have a Western New York's best putter at the end of the night. So we're looking forward to that.
Yeah, I wish I could be a part of it. We actually have a travel baseball tournament starting tonight, so it's always a great event. I would highly recommend people go out and check it out, and hopefully you've registered and you're signed up to do that. Second thing is thank you again. I don't know if you guys talked about it this week, but Nate, Brian, and Jeremy joined me. We went up to Toronto, played at Oakdale on Monday, where the Canadian Open was held last year. We played in the Zach Hyman golf tournament, for charity, the charity golf classic for Zach Hyman of the Edmonton Oilers. And Brian, it was a fantastic day. Thanks for coming out. It rained a lot, but it didn't matter. Didn't dampen what we were out there for. And I know you got to know Zach a little bit. He's a children's book author on top of being a hockey player and a big Bills fan.
Yeah, we had a great time. Zach and his family did a wonderful job with that event. I mean, it was one of the best charity events that I've played in my life, and I've got fortunate to get a chance to play in quite a few. And Oakdale was awesome. I mean, no surprise that it is a site where they hold the Canadian Open. They had it there last year. It'll be there again in 2026.
That's right.
And it was fun. The moment of the PGA Tour season last year, I always say, was Nick Taylor's playoff putt over Tommy Fleetwood, and we got a chance to try that putt.
We got a chance to recreate it, Nate.
That's
they
really
put
cool.
us right in the exact spot, and they filmed us all trying that putt.
Anyone close?
We're all okay. I think I was the closest of the group, but I have to tell you, I had Brian go first so I could read his putt.
Okay, well, yeah.
it broke a lot more. I played, I thought, a ton of break, and I probably should have played double what I did.
Yeah.
It was a ton of break. So more and more impressed of the putt that he made after I got a chance to hit it myself.
No doubt. Anyway, thanks a lot for coming out. Really appreciate you and the family being up there. Brian Kozio, host of Tee to Green. What do you guys got going on tomorrow?
Yeah, we got a lot. I mean, the Open, obviously, we're going to talk about quite a bit. But we're at Niagara Falls Country Club.
Okay.
For the final round of the Porter Cup. That's going on. I guess I should go ahead and might as well give out quick info on that here. Well, if you're got 30 seconds.
Yeah.
In the men's division right now, we're halfway through. Charlie Bundy and Chase Nevins are your leaders at 8-under. But I want to throw out one name, Ryan Edholm, who is from Tonawanda and Canisius College, Sweet Home High School, 6-under par. He's 2 behind the lead. So a really nice kid, local player. He's right there. On the ladies' side, Amelie Fung from Forest Hills, New York. That's kind of in the New York City area, -4. But another local player, Victoria Leach from Clarence Center, is in fourth and 6 off the lead. So got some local players out there, but round 3 and 4 today at the Porter Cup up in Niagara Falls. Tee time started 8 a.m. So if you want to go up and see them, the leaders today are going, the women are at 12:50 and the men are at 1:20. But it's free to attend, so if you got a kid that is into golf, take them up there. You can get right up on the rope, get really close. So we're going to be up there for 2 hours tomorrow. Porter Cup coverage, Open Championship coverage. We'll obviously talk a little bit about what happened at Augusta tonight, too. So lots to get to. Prime golf season, we love it here as we get closing. We feel like it's one of the highlights of our season here going up there for the final round.
No doubt. Thanks a lot, Brian. Have a great weekend.
Okay, guys. Thanks a lot.
All right, Brian Koziol right there on the Western Hotline. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back here. We'll talk briefly, and then we'll get to Paul Edston, who covers and talks about the New York Jets. We'll do a little Jets preview. I want to get into the AFC East a little bit with you today, Nate, when we have some time. So the Jets will kick us off this morning at 7 a.m. with who they call Boy Green, a radio host in Syracuse.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.